for those first few years, 51, 52, 53, they have a relatively low profile in Montgomery. And then quite out of the blue, they are thrown into the spotlight.
Well, Virginia's efforts to be quiet, I mean, her cover was blown in 1954. As, you know, the Brown ruling is on the horizon, and Senator James Eastland sees, really through Hugo Black and these Southern progressives as a way to try to smear Brown as some kind of communist conspiracy. So Virginia gets a subpoena to go to New Orleans for a hearing.
Now, what Social Security cards have you held since 1952?
I decline to answer that question on the grounds previously stated.
In 1954, Eastland, senator from Mississippi, opens the first set of hearings in the South, in New Orleans, on this question of communist infiltration of various aspects of American life and the U.S. government, and begins to call members of Clifton, Virginia Durr's circle of, you know, of white Southern liberals and leftists to testify.
Eastland was in high dudgeon over the behavior of people like the Durrs. All these white people acting like they were, you know, common trash out there, just, you know, mixing with these black people. It was outrageous. It was communist. It just couldn't put up with it.